Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Such as gardenia petals, lemon zest, hemp seed oil, shea butter, charcoal, tea tree oil, and more. Even their body scrubs are squeaky clean with natural exfoliants like chopped lufabits, crushed walnut shells, and poppy seeds. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I'm with my friend Marty Fulton, formerly of Plantation and Whispering Woods Golf Courses and a PGA Life member. Marty, my goal has always been to shoot my age.
Sheldon, not a bad goal as long as you live to be over 100.
Yeah, I know. I spend far too much time helping clients sell or buy homes to devote to golf. I'd be lucky to shoot par.
Sheldon, in real estate, you're way above par. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. People should always talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers when they're thinking of selling, and let me be one of them. They need to hear about my strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option that means the difference in whether they sit or sell. They can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. At 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. And
go Tigers! 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle is producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you didn't think Penny Hardaway and his staff were done recruiting now that the top-ranked recruiting class in America is on campus. Signed, sealed, and delivered, because it doesn't appear that they are done recruiting. They got one scholarship open. They can use it if they want to. And at least reportedly, they'd like to use it on Kerry Blackshear Jr., Virginia Tech grad transfer, who is also considering Kentucky, also considering Florida, also considering several other top-tier programs in the United States of America. Can Memphis get this done? Should Memphis want to get this done? We'll get into it momentarily. First, though, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Taylor Jenkins is going to join me. He is the new Grizzlies head coach, introduced formally yesterday inside FedEx Forum. I will ask him about a number of things, including the news today from Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN that Jonas Valanciunas is not going to opt in to his player option with the Memphis Grizzlies. The report suggests the goal is now to get a lengthier deal done with the Grizzlies. What did Taylor Jenkins think when he saw that report? Was he surprised by it? I'll ask him in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll do 4 notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, 901 FC got cheated last night, lost 3-1 to evil Orlando City SC at Mike Rose Soccer Complex. Game was tied 1-1, Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Metzger gets tripped. That's supposed to be followed by a whistle. but there was no whistle.
No whistle.
So Orlando got an easy opportunity, scores the go-ahead goal, ends up being the winning goal. Consequently, our professional soccer franchise has been eliminated from the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We will get to that around 4:44. The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup last night, beat the Boston Bruins like they were Thailand or something.
They did.
Blowout.
It's a blowout.
It's a blowout. Game 7 of Stanley Cup Final, blowout. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Kemba Walker said earlier today that he'd be willing to take less than the Supermax from Charlotte to help build Charlotte's roster. I'll tell you why that's a dumb thing to say, especially publicly, just before 5 o'clock. And Game 6 of the NBA Finals is set for tonight, and Kevin Durant is still the biggest story connected to the NBA. Interesting comments from Jay Williams on ESPN this morning. He's one of KD's close friends. We'll get into that during Four Notable Stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. And at 5:30, Mike Budenholzer is going to join me. He is the two-time NBA Coach of the Year, coached the Bucks this season to the best record in the entire NBA, 60-22. He, of course, is Taylor Jenkins' former boss. What did he see in Taylor Jenkins to make him want him to be a part of his staff? Is it the same thing the Grizzlies must have seen to want him to be the head coach of the franchise here in Memphis? Mike Budenholzer is going to join me at 5:30. Then I'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Memphis basketball recruiting because there's a report from Kevin McPherson, who works for Arkansas Hoop Scoop, that Virginia Tech grad transfer Kerry Blackshear Jr. is now considering the University of Memphis. He's already visited Florida and Arkansas. He's got visits scheduled to Tennessee and Kentucky. A&M is in the mix because his former coach at Virginia Tech, Buzz Williams, is now the head coach at Texas A&M. Gonzaga, also an option. And now Memphis, reportedly under consideration. And I'll put this as simply as I can put it. If you can get Kerry Blackshear Jr., you get Kerry Blackshear Jr. And the reason is because he is a 6'10 forward, can play the 4 or the 5, although almost all of his minutes at Virginia Tech were spent at the 5. He averaged 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2.4 assists last season, shot 51% from the field, 74% from the free throw line, and he did all of this for a very good basketball team, a team that finished top 15 at KenPom. A team that won 26 games playing against an ACC schedule, a team that went to the Sweet 16 and was eliminated by Duke, 75-73. You probably remember the end of that game. So with much of Memphis's roster, talented as it is, there are question marks. You simply do not know what these players are going to be, not with any sort of degree of certainty. You could make educated guesses, and in most cases, you will be right. There's a reason why every smart person doing rankings right now has Memphis in the top 10. It's based off of the roster. But I don't know that you can say a single player on the Memphis roster has shown to be an impactful player for a good team, has shown, proven the capability to be an impactful player for a good team at the high major level. Tyler Harris had a nice freshman season, but it was for a mediocre team, long as we're being honest. Kerry Blackshear had a terrific junior season for a terrific college basketball team in what some people consider to be the best basketball league in the country. He put up these numbers for a winner in a league where there's also Duke and North Carolina and, of course, the national champion, Virginia Cavaliers. So there's no question marks about him. He's done it. What we'll probably find out very quickly when the season starts is that James Wiseman can do it, that Precious Achiuwa can do it, that Boogie Ellis can do it. But until they do it, it is at least a bit of a question because I know it sounds insane to think that James Wiseman is going to be anything other than awesome or Precious Achiuwa is going to be anything other than awesome or Boogie Ellis is going to be anything other than awesome. To be clear, I'm betting on all of them. That's why I have Memphis, I think, 7th in the preseason top 25-1. But Scala Bissier was once upon a time the number one prospect in America. He went to Kentucky. He was not good. More recently, Javon Quinterly was a five-star point guard enrolling at Villanova. Going to be the replacement for Jalen Brunson. Going to be the reason Villanova could maybe compete for another national championship. Could maybe go to another Final Four. Then they got him on campus, and guess what? Wasn't any good. Couldn't play. Now he's transferred. And he might be good someday, but he wasn't good in his freshman season, even though by the way you predict such things, there was no reason to think he wouldn't be awesome as a freshman. And so it's interesting when a report like this pops up, again, that Memphis is involved with Virginia Tech grad transfer Kerry Blackshear, that the reaction that it produces. Because some people are like, if you can get Kerry Blackshear, you take Kerry Blackshear. Like, get at it. What are you talking about? And that is the proper reaction. But I did see some reaction among Memphis fans about, well, I don't know how he fits with our roster. Or where is he going to play? And I will just tell you, those are not questions you should be asking. Sometimes people have, I don't know, this idea that if you are hypothetically good at every position, that you're set at every position. And it's just not so. First off, injuries happen all the time. Suspensions happen sometimes. The five players you think are going to be starting for you on opening night, whoever they are, you're going to get to a point in the season where they ain't starting for you.
Right.
They're just not. Almost always that happens. So just because you have a lottery pick at center, projected lottery pick, and a projected lottery pick at the four, first James Wiseman, then Precious Achiuwa, it doesn't mean that you're set at the five and the four. Again, I think James Wiseman's going to be awesome, but he might not be. I think Precious Achiuwa is going to be awesome, but he might not be. There is no scenario where Kerry Blackshear Jr. wouldn't be awesome because he's already been awesome. You don't go from averaging 15 and 8 in the ACC for a Sweet 16 team to sucking at Memphis in the AAC. That's just not the way it works. Whatever he was at Virginia Tech, reasonably you can trust he'd be better at Memphis. Why? Year older, lesser competition.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry Blackshear would be the sure thing on the Memphis roster if he were on the Memphis roster.
Right.
And so from Memphis's perspective, if you can get him, and you figure it out. Now, to be clear, he calls himself a forward, and he is. But, again, most of his minutes are played at the five at Virginia Tech. That's you do the minutes breakdown, the lineup breakdown. He played the five for them. Now, he's a versatile five, somebody who can catch the ball with his back to the basket and score, somebody who can catch the ball at the elbow, face you up, and score, somebody who can even catch the ball at the three-point line, pull up on you. He doesn't take a lot of those, but he's capable of it. Or he can put the ball on the floor from the three-point line and get to the rim. Go to YouTube, you can find it. He can do all of those things. It doesn't mean he does all of those things every possession. If he did, he'd be a lottery pick himself. But he can do all of those things. So the question becomes, if you had him, how would it work? And my guess would be you'd just play him beside James Wiseman. Maybe move Precious Achiuwa over to the three. You'd be really big at the 3-4-5.
No kidding.
And then you figure out what you do at the 1-2. You know, it could be Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones. It could be Boogie Ellis and Tyler Harris. I'll let you guys figure that out. But the idea that you couldn't work it with Kerry Blackshear because of the presence of James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa is just nonsense. You absolutely could work it. And what you might find out if you got him on campus is that he'd be your best player. Not your best prospect, but your best player. Is it crazy to think a 22-year-old Kerry Blackshear, who just averaged 15 and 8 in the ACC for a Sweet 16 team, would be better than an 18-year-old James Wiseman? I don't think that's crazy.
No, I don't. Yeah.
He could be. Kerry Blackshear probably going to be one of the best players in college basketball next season. James Wiseman might be too. I'm just saying adding a piece like this would be significant, would enhance your roster, enhance your talent level, and greatly enhance the level of experience you can put on the floor. Getting Kerry Blackshear would be better than getting Rajon Tucker, even if Rajon Tucker filled what appeared to be an obvious need where Kerry Blackshear doesn't necessarily. But again, I'll circle back to what I said earlier. Right now, people are operating under the assumption that Boogie Ellis is going to be great and that Lester Quinones is going to be really good and that Tyler Harris is going to make a jump and that DJ Jeffries is going to be great. Precious Achiuwa is going to be a star, and James Wiseman is going to be DeAndre Ayton. And I'm just telling you, they ain't all going to be what you think they're going to be. It almost never happens that way. They will not all be what you think they're going to be. You can go to Duke's classes every once in a while when they enroll multiple five stars. This guy's going to be great because he should be on paper. That guy's going to be great because he should be on paper. Then you enroll him. Zion Williamson as a freshman is great. Marquise Bolden as a freshman is not. In June, it's easy to trick yourself into thinking, boy, all these guys are supposed to be these things. They're going to be those things, and we're going to be awesome. And if it works that way, you will be awesome. But it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't usually work that way. I don't wish this on any member of that recruiting class. But I promise you, if we're saying the top five members of that class are James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, Lester Quinones, DJ Jeffries, and Boogie Ellis, at least one of them guys is not going to be as good as you think. He just won't be. He'll struggle for some reason, or maybe he's not that good. It'll happen. So just because you think you're set, you're not. You're never set. You don't see Duke turning down heralded prospects or players because they feel like they're good enough. You don't see Kentucky ever turn down heralded players or prospects because they think they're good enough. And Memphis should not do it either. Not that they would. It's just that I saw some of that chatter. Do we really need this? How would it work with Wiseman and Achiuwa? From Memphis' perspective, this is a no-brainer. Now, can Memphis get it done? I don't know. To the extent that they're involved, they're getting involved late. These other schools have been on him probably since the day Buzz Williams left Virginia Tech, probably even earlier than that. So Memphis is getting in late. But the one thing working in Memphis' favor, or at least the most obvious thing working in Memphis' favor, is that Blackshear has made it clear to people his number one goal is to play for a winner, to play for a university that has a chance to compete for everything next season. And so, who on his list of schools qualifies for that? Clearly Kentucky. Kentucky gets him. Kentucky could reasonably be preseason number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky qualifies. I think Gonzaga qualifies because they're going to be preseason top 10 without him. But undeniably, Memphis also qualifies because Memphis is going to be preseason top 10 without him. I think could be preseason top 5 with him. So, basing this on nothing more than what Blackshear has said he desires and what Memphis can present, it at least gives you a fighting chance. And when you combine that with the fact that, you know, this is a staff that just secured the number one class in America, you'd be silly to count them out. The only thing working against them, I would think, is that even though this is an incredible opportunity for Memphis, I'm not sure how great of a fit it is for Kerry Blackshear. I'm not contradicting myself. I still think he could come to Memphis and maybe be Memphis' best player next season.
Mm-hmm.
But how anxious would you be if you've only got 1 year left of college to go join a front court already featuring two projected lottery picks?
Right.
Like,
can't risk getting overshadowed is what you're saying.
I don't even mean overshadowed, just like, what if Wiseman is the best player in the country?
Mm-hmm.
What if Achiuwa is the best player in the country? Like, you know, it's just, you'd be walking into a situation where from the jump, you know, in the front court that you're joining, there are two players who might not be better than you, but they are more, they're more naturally gifted than you. That's why they're projected lottery picks and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd think about that before I did that. I'm sure the other coaches involved will remind him of that if they feel like Memphis is a serious threat. I'm sure they'll say, James Wiseman moved from Nashville to Memphis for Penny. Committed to Memphis over Kentucky for Penny. There ain't no scenario where you're playing the five at Memphis, all right? So now it's like, do you want to play the four? Which he probably does. Now, can you beat up Precious Achiuwa for that? What happens if they just if you just get there and they're just unbelievable talents that even you, as productive as you've been at the high major level, even you have trouble getting the kind of minutes, getting the kind of role that you want. If I were recruiting against Memphis, that's the type of thing I'd be pointing out. But either way, pretty interesting development. Virginia Tech grad transfer Kerry Blackshear Jr. is now considering the University of Memphis. That's according to Kevin McPherson from Arkansas Hoop Scoop. And if they could get it done, again, because somebody asked me on Twitter, what would that do for Memphis in the preseason rankings? Obviously nothing but help. And I think probably get them in the top five. I'll talk more about this with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. When we come back, Taylor Jenkins is the new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. He'll join me on the Gary Parrish Show after this break.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. Saturday, it's Los Contadores.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggy pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh. You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Looking for a special something for that big and tall guy in your life? Here's a tip. Head to DXL, where you'll find hundreds of styles and designer brands guaranteed to fit and guaranteed to make him look great. Go to DXL.com to see their new arrivals just in time for Father's Day. Need more ideas? Swing by a DXL store where one of their fit experts will help you choose the perfect gift. Easy, right? DXL Big and Tall. Built for giving at DXL.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Down home, we don't follow trends, we set them. Church's Bourbon Black Pepper Smokehouse Chicken is back. A half chicken kiss with a bourbon glaze, plus mashed potatoes and a biscuit for $5. Sink your teeth in before it's gone. Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this, they have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get three measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about
Game 6 NBA Finals, last game ever in Oracle Arena. That is tonight, and we're going to get into it in the next segment. Then Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer is going to join me at 5:30. But right now, at a press conference yesterday, inside FedEx Forum, the Memphis Grizzlies formally introduced their new head coach. He's a Penn graduate. He's a former Milwaukee Bucks assistant. His name is Taylor Jenkins. He's here right now. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Taylor, it's Gary. First things first, welcome to Memphis, man. People are really excited to have you here. I hope you've been able to recognize that in the short time you've been in town. Are you excited, overwhelmed, exhausted, anxious, or some combination of all of that?
Gary, well, first off, thank you. It's been an unbelievable, 24 hours up to this point, and I have absolutely felt the warmest welcome from everyone in the Grizzlies organization, but especially throughout the city. And it's definitely a combination of all those emotions, all positives, all highs, and I'm so excited to be in the office today, working, seeing the players, and just getting it going day one, day two.
When you are in the office working today, like, what types of things are you doing?
Biggest thing is, you know, getting to build relationships, you know, from the very beginning, watching the guys working out on the court, spending time one-on-one with them, obviously getting to know more of the front office staff, you know, Zach and his group, and just kind of diving into the nitty-gritty of, you know, what we're trying to build over the course of these summer months leading up into the season. And, you know, Eric and his, you know, performance team and the medical team and everyone throughout, it's great. Getting my fingerprints done, getting my email set up. So at the end of the day, just getting this, you know, put a name to a face.
So, on college campuses, coaches often keep their players around during the summer for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the NBA is different than that. Folks can take off and often do. How many players are actually in town right now?
So, I mean, guys have been coming in. Obviously, everything's voluntary, and I know guys are putting in great work that aren't in Memphis right now. We had three of our guys in today, and I think we might have some more next week, and it's just great to know that guys, you know, on their own want to come back here and work with our coaches and our staff and, you know, better themselves. You know, that it's a 365 process, so it's good to see the numbers growing, and hopefully that carries throughout the summer.
I'm talking to new Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So I'm always fascinated by how people realized one of their dreams was actually coming true. In your case, becoming an NBA coach. So let's walk through it. You interview, then you interview again, and you're eventually offered the job. What was it like when you were told, basically, if you want to be the next head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, the job is yours?
I mean, my heart exploded. It's a rush of emotions of just pure excitement, just super blessed and just humbled to be, you know, in this stage of my career and have this great honor of being the new head coach of the Grizzlies. And, you know, yesterday, obviously, at the press conference, you know, my family's there, my friends are there, my high school coach is there, and it just brings back, you know, the journey up until this point. So as soon as I found out, I, you know, kind of was speechless, but eventually I had to get the phone calls rolling and getting everything set up to celebrate yesterday.
As you know, 34 is on the young side to be an NBA head coach. I believe at this moment you're the second youngest head coach in the NBA. I don't know if you operate this way, but lots of people sort of have a timetable in their mind about their career. I want to be here by then. I want to be there by this age. Did you have anything like that? And is 34 earlier than even you anticipated?
I mean, that's a great question, Gary. I mean, I've always been of the mentality that, you know, good things come in due time. And, you know, I'm not the one to decide that. That's kind of on God's timeline. And if you put in the right work and you're around the right people and you're a good person yourself, things will shake out how they're supposed to. But, you know, if I tried to put timelines on things, you know, you face some disappointment if you didn't get to reach where you wanted to go at a certain stage. So 34 to be in this position, I'm beyond blessed. And it's obviously happened super fast for me, but just one step at a time in my journey, and it's ultimately gotten me here.
I'm talking to Taylor Jenkins, new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. So you mentioned some of the people who were in town yesterday for the press conference. I think in total you had like a dozen people fly into Memphis to watch you be introduced. To me, that really does say something about you. It suggests that those people felt like they needed to be there for you and that you've done something to make them feel that way. It seems like a real strength, like the ability to create strong and lasting relationships with people. How does that translate to coaching? How does that help you do your job?
Well, I mean, first off, thank you for acknowledging that. I mean, that yesterday meant the world to me. Could never have dreamt of being a head coach and being on the stage and one day having my mom, my dad, my brother, my wife, my kids there. And to me, it you know, you'll hear me say it a lot, and it's not to be overkill about relationships. And to me, it's life experiences. Everyone in their life has milestones. And for the players and the staff that we'll have here in Memphis, I look forward to having individual milestones achieved, collective team milestones achieved. And, you know, the NBA season is a special thing. You know, it's a grind. It's month after month. It's practice after practice. And, you know, the people you get to share that experience with, just as I've shared in my life, and, you know, they were big in my development, not even just as a coach, but as a man and as a husband and as a father and as a brother. And, you know, that's hopefully what I take into, you know, my role as a coach. And hopefully my relationships with the people in this organization go beyond just being the head coach of the team. And, you know, I think that's something that I cherish and hopefully impart on everyone here.
As noted, you are younger than most, almost all NBA head coaches. And the fact that you never played basketball past high school makes you the only NBA head coach who never played past high school. Obviously, this hasn't prevented you from becoming an NBA head coach. Here you are. But I wonder if you've ever felt like you had to work extra hard, be extra prepared, be extra knowledgeable to win over players, to gain the respect, because I think this is true. Sometimes, not all, and not all the time, but sometimes some players have a hard time listening to somebody who, quote, never played the game, even if it's often a lazy opinion to possess.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a reality, I can't say that I've never thought about it or, you know, contemplated how does my playing background or lack of playing background beyond high school impacted, you know, my abilities as a coach. But, you know, for me, it's been mostly about I challenge myself to be the best that I can be, absorb all the knowledge I can, and hopefully the work that I put into my craft, learning the game, being able to teach the game, be able to do the things that are the intangibles beyond the court and the X's and O's, that is what's valued. That's what's appreciated. That's what builds a bond between a player and a coach and, you know, a coach to a coach. And So it's definitely something that's crossed my mind to say it's fueled me. I think I've mostly been someone that's wanted to compete at my development, no matter what the odds were. And I'm obviously super grateful that Robert and Zach and Tayshaun and, you know, Jason and the team here had the faith in giving me this opportunity.
I think it's established at this point that your first career goal was not to be an NBA head coach. It was perhaps to be an NBA general manager. When did it switch, and was it, I don't want to say forced, but were you pushed this direction, or did you run this direction?
Yeah, great one, Gary. I mean, I've had that question asked so many times, and kind of used the phrase, it was kind of like that pivotal moment. My year as an intern with the San Antonio Spurs, obviously when I jumped into the business, my first opportunity, my first, you know, gig was to, as I've done my whole life, try to reach the, you know, highest challenge, the, you know, reach for the stars, so to speak, and to be a GM. And, you know, as I was around the Spurs and around Coach Pop and the team and just the access that I was given there, you know, one day I knew I wanted to be a high school head coach, maybe back in my alma mater one day, and, you know, coaching inner city kids when I was in college at Penn out in West Philly. I just knew I wanted to give back to the game as a teacher of the game. And as my year ended up, came to a close as an intern, I kind of just had this moment of, let me just take a leap of faith. Let me see if this could be a great opportunity to dive into the coaching realm. I know I want to do it one day. Let me see if there'll be people that'll support me. And I couldn't be more blessed to have the backing, you know, as I said yesterday, RC and Pop and Del Demps and Quinn Snyder to give me my first shot. So it was kind of one of those tail end of my interns. I just said, let me make this another life decision and take a leap of faith. And there were those who had the faith in me as well.
Talking to new Grizz head coach Taylor Jenkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So I know it was brought up yesterday, but, you know, Dave Yeager was fired after 3 years and three straight playoff appearances. David Fizdale was fired in year two after making the playoffs in year one. J.B. Bickerstaff only got 1 year. Obviously, new people are in decision-making roles now with the organization, but is that something you had to consider when considering this job? Was it brought up to you? How do you weigh that reality against, yeah, but there's only 30 of these jobs?
You know, for me, obviously, you knew the history. You know, obviously, you know, working with the Hawks or working with the Bucks, you know, from the outside, you saw what was going on. To me, my whole mentality coming into this process was, it's a privilege to be even considered, as you said, for one of these 30 jobs. But I really wanted to dive in and get to know the people here. You know, obviously, it was said a lot yesterday about the partnership they wanted to create and the vision that we want to create. And that spoke to me, the authenticity behind it, the numerous conversations on the phone, in person with Zach and Tayshaun, and then getting to sit down with Robert and really getting to see how committed he was to this group that he was building on the front office side, his passion for this team, this city, that just really spoke to me. So to say that it factored in, you know, I knew of it, but what was most important to me was learning about what they really wanted to do starting day one if it happened to go the route of hiring me as the head coach. And I'm so excited to know that we're going to have something great building here because we're ready to put in motion the daily work that's going to take.
So the big news today, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, is that Jonas Valanciunas is going to decline his player option. When you hear that, your reaction is what?
Well, yeah, I saw the report, you know, Woj put out that he was opting out and obviously expressed a desire to come back. And obviously we have a desire for Jonas to come back. And, you know, he obviously made that decision. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm fully aware of what's going on. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see what shapes out.
You're not a college coach, so you don't have to recruit in a traditional sense. But do you become a recruiter in this role in these circumstances?
You know, when I first got the job, I obviously, you know, started reaching out to the guys and, you know, just welcome myself. And obviously I spoke to Jonas and, you know, he was super excited for me and congratulatory. And, you know, we'll see. Obviously I'm going to be in, this is the great thing about this partnership with Zach and his group is, you know, we'll be in lockstep about all the decisions being made a part of the team. So however I can help the Memphis Grizzlies, I'm willing and able and excited for the opportunity.
It was interesting hearing you talk about your family yesterday. I'm a basketball analyst with three kids, and it's exhausting. You're a basketball coach with four. That sounds impossible. What's it like to be a basketball coach with four kids?
Man, it's I don't use this word lightly, and it's probably another one you'll hear a lot. It's a blessing. It's the greatest job in the world to be a father, and you know, to be able to share this journey with them, and you know, all the things that they're accomplishing in their life at different stages. I mean, I have a beautiful wife. I have a son that's 22, a son that's about to be 19, a son that's about to be 5, a daughter that just turned 1. It's exciting. It's challenging. Just as, you know, I'm sitting here getting ready to start my career as a head coach with the Grizzlies, there's going to be challenges that come about the way, but it's strength in the family. It's strength in the team that you put around you. It's awesome, and it invigorates me every single day. As I said yesterday, it inspires me because I can't wait to see the life experiences and milestones that, you know, my wife and my children get to attain, and I get to be along the ride. I obviously will have a small part or a huge part in all those successes, and it just brings the biggest smile to my face and to my heart.
I'm wrapping up here with Taylor Jenkins, new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Last thing before I let you go, I'm going to have your former boss, Mike Budenholzer, with me here at 5:30. What has he meant to your career?
He's meant everything. You know, he gave me so much responsibility as an assistant coach for him. You know, day one when he hired me in Atlanta, just kind of took my career as a coach to a whole nother level, challenged me. You know, taught me a lot about what he had done as an assistant coach, how I could challenge him to be the best head coach he could be. And in turn, that made me a better assistant coach. And, you know, we can talk coach speak all the time, but more so than that, like the deep relationship that we have off the court, getting to know each other, you know, what we love to do, our families, that just enhanced our experience as, you know, colleagues on the basketball court. And there's just a spirit behind the relationship that I'll remember for a lifetime. And, you know, that's something probably even more so than the X's and O's and being a coach that I hopefully carry here with the Grizzlies and beyond.
That is Taylor Jenkins, the new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Taylor, listen, man, I know how busy you've been. I know it's a whirlwind. So thank you for carving out a few minutes for me. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you real soon.
Likewise, Gary. Thank you for the hospitality, and I look forward to talking to you some more.
All right. Thanks, man. That's Taylor Jenkins, new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. If you saw the press conference yesterday or you were at the press conference yesterday, nothing you heard here should be surprising in terms of he just comes across as an authentic guy. You really don't feel like you're talking to a basketball coach, or at least the sometimes cliche perception of a basketball coach. He comes across really well.
Yeah.
I thought he was terrific yesterday. I thought he was terrific these last 15 minutes. Thanks to the Memphis Grizzlies and Bennett for setting that up. That's Taylor Jenkins, the new head coach of our professional basketball franchise. And I will have his old boss, Milwaukee Bucks head coach, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, Mike Budenholzer, at 5:30. But when we come back, 901 FC got cheated last night. Cheated out at the Mike Rose Soccer Complex. We'll get into it next.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings with Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings.
Spread my wings.
DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payments. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Now for Father's Day, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger. With your digital coupon from Kroger.com or the app, gift cards make a great present for dad. And Kroger has a huge selection of his favorites. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and 2 annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for the offering.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to join me in the next segment, then 5:30, Taylor Jenkins' old boss, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, will be with me. But right now, got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
So I got out of this studio last night at 6 o'clock, yep, and I drove on down 55 south to my home, and I grabbed a beer out of the fridge and went to the back porch, and I got the Big Green Egg going. Because I'm an unbelievable grill master.
Yeah, how's that going now? Good?
Dude, I'm really good.
Better than ever.
Like, let me be honest. I don't know if I'm really good, but I am definitely better than ever.
Yeah.
I've never been better than this.
Good.
This is like, you know, when some people are watching Kawhi Leonard in these finals, they're like, man, Kawhi is operating at a historic level.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm operating at my own personal historic level on the grill.
It's the layering.
I'm layering.
You're
layering everything, and I'm being patient. I'm layering everything, and I'm being patient. And so I get the grill going, and then I got the TV out there, and I say, okay, Stanley Cup Final. I'm going to put that on here. And then I got the iPad. I said, okay, a U.S. Open Cup. That's going to go right here. I'm going to sit here.
I love doing
that. I'm going to drink this drink. I'm going to cook this food, and I'm going to watch hockey, and I'm going to watch soccer. And so I'm watching soccer. And it's like 11 minutes in, we're 0-0. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, Orlando City SC scored.
Mm, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. All right, this is the way it was supposed to go. But like, hey, still just 1-0.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
out of reach.
Not out of reach. And my +1.5 is still very much in play.
Yes.
My +1.5 is very much in play. And then 901 SC scored. So we're tied. We're knotted at 1. And then Orlando City SC, these cheating sons of bitches.
They are.
Tripped Dan Metzger right in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I played soccer enough as a child to know that's supposed to be a whistle.
Yep, you can't do that.
They don't call me the Pele of Horn Lake for nothing. You're not supposed to be able to trip a man or a woman, anybody, right in the middle of the field without repercussions. And yet, did you hear a whistle? I didn't hear a whistle.
No whistle.
There was no whistle, so Orlando City SC gets an easy opportunity. They score, and it really did change the entire match. So now our local professional franchise has been eliminated from the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, and not without controversy. Shameful. Shameful.
It is shameful.
Shameful what those officials did to 901 FC last night, because it wasn't what it would have been at AutoZone Park, but it still looked great.
Maybe they did it because they had to wait in traffic.
Maybe the referees were mad because they had to wait in traffic on Bill Morris Parkway.
Yep.
And they were like, okay, well, then we know how to pay you back. We're going to swallow our whistle when a man is physically assaulted in the middle of the pitch. Perhaps that's the explanation. There's no, it's as sensible as anything else.
Seriously.
How do you miss the call? Bennett, you're supposed to be the soccer expert. How do you miss
that?
Well,
I don't know how you miss it.
Honestly. How do you miss that?
You can't miss that.
You can't miss that.
No, and I mean, I saw people were furious on Twitter about it, and rightfully so. My buddy was texting me like, come on, man.
Like, listen, heavy underdogs. Fine.
Give us a chance.
Probably going to lose. Fine. But not like that.
Give us a fighting chance.
Hey, just give us a fair fight. Give us a blow your whistle and give us a fair fight.
Mm.
I told you this time yesterday that Orlando City SC, that they were evil, and it was confirmed last night. They resorted to cheating to eliminate 901 FC from the U.S. Open Cup. And so I guess we're just reduced to having to get them next time.
I guess so.
I think we are now in the role of getting them next time.
Now, we do have Pachuca coming up, so that might even be...
Yeah, well, I mean, do you think you can get a good whistle there?
Listen, different scenario, different match, so I think, you know, it's not the Open Cup anymore. I think we'll get a fair shake there, and frankly, if you beat them, that's a better-looking win than against Orlando City SC, so... All good.
It was the U.S. Open Cup.
It was the U.S. Open Cup.
It was the U.S. Open Cup on ESPN Plus. I was genuinely fired up. To the extent that I can get fired up about such things, I was fired up. And all goofiness aside, like, it does suck to feel like if you're – forget me, those players.
Seriously.
It's an opportunity for them to beat an MLS club. And who knows if they would have done it. Honestly, they probably would not have. But you want to at least walk off the pitch thinking, hey, we didn't get cheated.
Mm-hmm.
At least we didn't get cheated. Now you're sitting around going, we got you. They were mad last night. And they should have been.
Oh, they knew they got cheated.
A man was assaulted in the middle of the pitch, Bennett.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So that Pachuca match should be wild, right?
That'll be good.
I mean, like, it should be wild, too, like a fun scene.
That's going to be a fun scene. That's going to sell out AutoZone Park, I think.
That might be where I make my 901 FC debut.
Well, you talked about you're going to bring you got your Mexican flag you're going to bring.
I'd be conflicted. I don't know if I can walk into AutoZone Park and root for a Mexican team, but I do have Mexican blood running through my veins.
Yeah, I mean, it's a friendly.
I got Mexican blood running through my veins, Bennett.
Let's go.
So should I support Pachuca or 901 FC?
Oh, I think you can do like a little bit of both. Like get you some 901 FC gear and
but then
and
also
bring your flag.
Drape myself in my Mexican flag.
Yeah, like I
do have
fine.
A Mexican flag. I bought it during the last World Cup.
Again, like I said, it's a friendly, so it's all good. Like everyone's just going to be out there having fun. There's
you don't think I'll get assaulted?
No, I don't think you get assaulted.
For trying to support Pachuca inside AutoZone
Park. There's going to be Pachuca supporters there, I bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might try it then.
Yeah.
I might try. I got Mexican blood running through my veins. I don't think people understand that.
Let's go.
I'd like to smash that guitar sometime, too, though.
I bet we can make that happen. You want to smash that guitar?
I'd like to smash a guitar someday.
Let me make a phone call. We're going to get that set up. We're going to get that set up.
Okay, here's the rules. I will go to 901 FC versus Pachuca. If I get to smash the guitar, I'm completely on board with 901 FC.
Okay.
If not afforded that opportunity, I come draped in my Mexican flag.
We're going to set this up.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Story number two.
So the other big sporting event in the world last night was Game 7 Stanley Cup Final. And was this a blowout or was this a blowout?
Yeah, this was surprising, I think.
What a terrible and embarrassing performance by the Boston Bruins in an elimination game in their own building. They go down 2-0, then 3-0 in the third with like 11 minutes left in regulation. They're down 3-0, so they ain't coming back from that.
No.
They end up losing 4-1 and St. Louis is Stanley Cup champs for the first time in franchise history. And I'm not going to pretend to care because I don't, but I was happy for my friends who are St. Louis Blues fans.
Yeah, we got like, Blues fans
like
here.
The real ones, not the ones who just decided to be Blues fans.
No question.
Like you know, last week, but the ones who have actually been Blues fans for a long, long time. Chris Vernon, Rob Fisher, Dennis Dodd, my colleague at CBS Sports, all lifelong Blues fans. So for them to be able to enjoy that, like, I'm a Mets fan. I know what it's like to watch your team never win anything.
Right.
To spend your whole life watching your team never win stuff. It's not fun.
No, it's not.
Like every once in a while people be like, so why aren't you a Cardinals fan, given where you live? I'm like, I wish I would have been.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's so much more fun.
I agree. I've never seen a team I love win anything.
It would be, I'd love to be a Cardinals fan. I'd love to be a Yankees fan.
Too.
It sucks to just watch your team suck. Like, I'm reduced to getting excited about random wins that are going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, ooh, if they win one more, they'll be back to 500. Like, imagine that being what gets you excited.
I know.
Your team getting back to 500 makes you excited. It's a miserable existence. And so Blues fans had never been able to experience what they experienced last night until last night. So congrats to them. I'm happy for you.
Story number three.
Kemba Walker said earlier today that he'd be willing to take less money than the supermax he's eligible for to remain with the Charlotte Hornets. Bennett, why would a man say this out loud? Here's where the NBA gets you. This is where they get you. He's eligible for a 5-year, $221 million contract. And here's where they get it's incredible how they've set up this system. Because if Kemba Walker takes every bit of that, which he's earned, and they're willing to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put that on the table for him, I'm assuming. What do people say? Well, you're eating up all the cap space. How are you going to be able to build a contender around you? So he comes out and says, well, I'll take less money so you can put a contender around me. They've set this system up where if you actually take max money, people say you're doing it at the expense of your own team.
Yep.
That's the system.
Yep.
Like, Kevin Durant's not making max money right now because he wanted to save an owner some luxury tax stuff. I don't even understand it. But it's why I never really rolled my eyes at Kobe Bryant when he took max money, when he clearly wasn't a max player anymore, but he's Kobe Bryant, so he gets it.
Yep.
And he was like, I'm going to take every penny I can get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the system they create. They want to create a system where they cap what I can make. And then if I actually take it all, they say I'm being selfish. What? Get out of my face. This is a system you created. It ain't my job to build a contender.
Nope.
It's my job to make money. We talked about it with D'Angelo Williams yesterday. D'Angelo said he never looked at stats when he was trying to judge whether he had a good career or not. He looked at paychecks, contracts, direct deposits. It's a job. And you put Kemba Walker, and I know he doesn't need $210 million any more than anybody else does, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's there for him. To put him in a position where he feels like he has to take less than what you're willing to offer to help the team be better, that's a shaky system. But congrats to the NBA owners who took part in creating it, because they have really created an interesting dynamic. Hey, guys, you've been so awesome at your profession that you're now eligible for this amazing contract. But if you accept the contract, you don't care about your team because you're not worried about building a contender.
Silly.
It's a weird situation to put players in, and yet it is the situation players are put in.
Story number four.
Game 6 NBA Finals is tonight. It's going to be the last game at Oracle, no matter what. Raptors, Warriors, 8 o'clock tip. Golden State's 2.5-point favorite right now, total 212.5. And so it's pretty clear cut. Raptors win, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's world champions for the first time ever. Warriors win, we're going to have a Game 7 on Sunday night. Back in Toronto, back on ABC. And so the stakes could not be higher. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, an elimination game, possibly the end of a dynasty, and yet the big story is still Kevin Durant. I don't know if you saw Jay Williams on Get Up this morning on ESPN, but he's close friends with Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that Sunday night, before Monday's game, Kevin Durant was out to dinner in Toronto with guess who?
Jay
Williams. Jay Williams then went on TV Monday morning and said, KD's going to try to play. And then, of course, he played. They have a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing when you see Stephen A. Smith popping off on television or Max Kellerman or anybody else. But when it's Jay Williams popping off the way he popped off, it means something. Because what Jay Williams said this morning is that Kevin Durant, it's really the same thing I told you 2 days ago. Kevin Durant was misdiagnosed by the Golden State medical staff. That's what Jay Williams said. Now, it's one thing for me to say it because I'm really just using context clues here.
Right.
You know, if Steve Kerr is going to say, we didn't think the Achilles was in play, that means They told him the Achilles is not in play. That means he was misdiagnosed. I didn't understand why other people had such a hard time connecting these dots, but, like, for whatever reason, some people did. But still, that's just me connecting dots from a distance. Mm-hmm. Jay Williams ain't connecting dots. He's telling you what Kevin Durant thinks. If you hear Jay Williams saying that on TV, that is what Kevin Durant thinks privately. Jay Williams on TV this morning said they misdiagnosed Kevin Durant and implied they did it because they knew he was leaving and we might as well get everything out of him right now that we can, that they didn't put him first. Jay Williams says that on TV. That means that's what Kevin Durant thinks.
Mm-hmm.
He also said this morning the way Golden State handled the whole situation was horrendous because they always knew Kevin wasn't coming back until Game 4, Game 5, Game 6, something like that. But they never said that. Therefore, the questions came after every game. Is Kevin Durant coming back now? They put Kevin in a situation where it looked like he could.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.